AuburnAuburn.com.
I'm Kelly Walker with Offbeat Auburn. Last year, Drew Barrymore directed and starred along with Ellen Page in Whip It, a film about a small-town girl who discovers an unusual way to express herself.
What is this?
Roller derby?
I just want to tell you all that you're my new heroes.
Well, put some skates on. Be your own hero.
The last time I wore skates, they had Barbies on them.
I want to be her.
I guess I do.
For one group of local ladies, the resurgence of women's roller derby was old news. It's Wednesday night, and the Burn City Rollers have taken to the rink for practice.
Real name's Amelia Baker, or Amy Baker, and derby name is Aimin At Ya.
My real name's Carrie Holtzmeister. Derby name is Chokehold.
How long have you been with the Burn City Rollers?
Well, I actually started the team in September of 2008, so a little over a year, about a year and 5 months or so.
I have been with the Burn City Rollers ever since they began.
I'll ask the question just broadly. Why? What got you interested in derby?
That's what everybody always wants to know, and I really have no clear answers. I just know it was a whim. I was bored. I wanted something new to try, and I happened to read an article in the USA Today about how roller derby was a growing sport among women in the U.S. and all over the world, and I said, wow, that sounds really cool. So I said, I want to play, and there weren't any leagues or teams nearby within driving distance that, you know, I was comfortable going to join, so I said, I guess I've got to start one on my own.
Well, when I was a little girl, I actually watched it on TNT on TV, and it was actually the bank track that I used to watch where they actually physically fought and stuff like that. And watching it as a little girl, I thought to myself, I'm like, I could do that. I could do that because I've skated since I was four. My mom taught me when I was four, and I've always loved to skate. And then when I found out about a derby team, I was thinking that it was going to be the bank track type thing. And when I came in and I learned the rules and how to play, I fell in love with it. It became a passion.
You mentioned the rules, and as I've told people that I'm coming out to interview the members of the Burn City Rollers, the overwhelming question has been, how do they score? What are the rules? In a nutshell, explain roller derby.
Well, it's a question that I didn't know the answer to when I started at all. I mean, I just thought roller skating, wearing like tutus, you know, that was a part of it that appealed to me. So I had to learn the rules like everybody.
It's not your mother's roller derby. It's not where we run around punching each other in the face, elbowing, clotheslines, things like that. There is no like physical fight.
Basically, there is one player called the jammer who can earn points. The rest of the team are basically blockers, and they try to block the other team's jammer from passing through the pack while helping their own jammer. And the jammer scores 1 point for every member of the opposite team that they pass on their second time through. So it's like a race, essentially, but with a lot of hitting. And the jammers rank up points every time they pass through the whole pack.
How did you all find each other?
Well, in the beginning, I was really intimidated because I didn't know a lot of people in town. And so I kind of went through my network, which was English grad students. My husband's a grad student in the English department. So we have a lot of Englishy people on our team. Also, I hung up a bunch of flyers in bathroom stalls at bars. That was an idea I got from the Tragic City Rollers in Birmingham. And it worked really well because I just stuck a whole bunch of flyers, you know, taped them to the wall in the bathroom, and a whole bunch of people showed up. I was shocked. Our first interest meeting, we had about 20 people or so, and I expected maybe two. I was really worried no one was going to come, so it was really overwhelming.
When you come out for a practice like you're having tonight, what are you trying to develop? What skills are you trying to develop as a team?
We are trying to evolve our endurance, our strategies, our teamwork, basically everything that a team needs to develop to be a team, to be able to work together
in a whole. However, if the two jammers are coming at the same time, you can't obviously do that because then you're making the hole for the opposite team's jammer and you're playing offense for the other team. So that's not helpful.
How many regular members do you have now?
Right now we have about 15 girls, and we're always kind of, it's sort of a revolving door because we're in Auburn, so it's a college town. Have a couple, unfortunately, graduating this spring and summer, but we're getting in new girls all the time. We kind of allow people to come and check it out any time of the year, even if it's during the on season.
Is it difficult for you to find other teams to compete with? Is it becoming more popular? In the time that you've been doing roller derby, has it become more popular? Have you found more teams?
There are actually teams all over the world. They are from the United States to Canada to Australia. We have 5 teams now in Alabama. We go from Columbia, South Carolina to Baton Rouge, Louisiana, all the way down to Daytona Beach, Florida. We are actually going to Oklahoma City, Oklahoma this year to play our first bank track game. So it's not difficult at all. They're everywhere. You just got to know where to look to find them.
And I guess on a practical level, how do you pay for it? Does this all just come out of your own pockets?
This is skater owned and operated. We have to, for our rank time, we pay dues. These girls put a lot of time, a lot of money, a lot of effort into having this. And other ways, we try to find sponsors. We would love to have anybody that would love to sponsor us.
Tell me about the name Burn City Rollers. Where did that come from?
That came from the very first interest meeting. You know, I thought, okay, we'll just be the Auburn Roller Derby team or something. You know, Auburn Roller Girls. Those were the as far as I'd gotten with ideas. But at the first meeting, we kind of voted on team colors and voted on a name. And instantly, you know, it grew into something that was collaborative, you know, because it was not about me anymore. It was what all these women wanted. And somebody came up with, you know, well, oh, we're in Auburn, so we could be the Burn City Rollers. And one of the early team ideas was Auburn, but that was a little cheesy. So we didn't go with that, but we're still the Burn City Rollers.
So while we're on the subject of names, tell me about the suicide seating.
Suicide seating is basically, it's kind of like the splash zone at, you know, at SeaWorld, except it's for a roller derby bout. So if you're sitting in the area closest to the rink, no one can be more than or closer than 10 feet from the edge of the rink. But if you're sitting in that area, basically you can end up with a derby girl in your lap, because when we get hit out, we spill into the crowd a lot. One time I went feet first into a group of people, and I remember as I was going, they were screaming, and they were like, ah! And I said, sorry, sorry, as I got up and ran. And I couldn't believe I said sorry, because it didn't seem very derby of me, but I did apologize.
Do you have any particular favorite, well, and just so I'm getting the terminology right, you call a meet, a match, when you face another team?
A bout.
Okay, that's considered a bout.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any memories? Is there a particular bout that comes to mind that was your favorite?
Oh, goodness. I was actually injured last season, so I was out for 3 months. It would probably have to be our first bout against Tragic City Rollers. They kind of blew us out of the water, but it was our first bout as a team. We learned a lot from it, and we grew. Every bout we have, we always learn something from. We're not just going and playing and having fun. We're taking something from it. We have formed many friendships from these other teams, and so we're always learning something and bringing something back to do.
What is your favorite thing about roller derby?
I think my favorite thing is that it's extremely empowering, because after a long day of work, I mean, we all have jobs, or some of us have kids, families, you know, come here, and this is time for you just to be, you know, who you are, and you're also a strong woman that is knocking the crap out of other women. So it's really empowering. That's the best part.
Well, thank you very much for talking to Offbeat Auburn.
Thank you so much for coming out.
Thank you for having me.
The Burn City Rollers' next home bout is May 22nd versus Mobile Roller Derby. Details are on the calendar at offbeatauburn.com.